Thank you. Thank you. We did not say that there was anything wrong with it because there was no interference with her medical treatment or recovery. She was not, it did not interfere with her medical treatment. We're talking about deliberate indifference to a serious medical need. All our medical professionals do is determine whether or not this center is interfering with her medical care, and it wasn't. And so if they found it interfering, our doctor testified, she would have asked that it be removed. It didn't interfere, and so there is certainly no deliberate disregard. Especially when the doctor said, well, the policy says it makes a risk for her medical care. And the doctor testified, if there's an interference, we ask that it be removed, that the shackle or the tether be removed. I don't see how that's still her medical care.
Thank you.
members of the community go to this facility. The jail regime is what's commonly seen on the key. There were other individuals, other citizens that could be harmed, also during transport, pulmonary throughout the United States, and an individual is restrained during transport because that's more likely for an escape, not just an individual that's detained, but for them to fall off the security area. Others of the community could resist and escape. So that's the purpose for if there's any transport that you are restrained. So now I'm going to go to the most specifically issue that you are raising is why not just air and sign a caution against, and that's because of the potential escape concern, but also because the authorities may need detention officers to make medical decisions.
No, no, no.
The policy that was in place 2 days before this security transport was followed and is correct.
It's not a policy that was in place 2 days before
this
security transport was followed and is correct.
The
We're here to discuss the situation.
She's exposed by her interpreter, Elise.